This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news spread by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reviewed the flood situation and damage caused due to cloudburst, rains and landslide in the affected areas of Uttarakhand in Dehradun. After reviewing the situation, the Prime Minister announced financial assistance of 1200 crore rupees for Uttarakhand. The Prime Minister emphasized the need for a multidimensional approach to help the entire region and its people cover. Mr. Modi also announced an ex gratia of rupees 2 lakh for the next kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for seriously injured in the floods and related disasters. The Prime Minister declared that children orphaned by the recent floods and landslides will receive assistance through the Prime Minister Cares for Children scheme, ensuring their long-term care and welfare. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the fast-track immigration trusted traveller program in the Lucknow, Thiruvananthapuram, Trichy, Calicut and Amritsar airports through video conferencing. The program aims to facilitate international mobility with faster, smoother and secure immigration clearance. It will provide more facility for the Indian nationals and overseas citizens of India, passengers coming from other countries. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah highlighted that the fast-track immigration program is a trusted traveler program which makes immigration simpler, faster and hassle-free. He said that this will also promote both convenience and national security. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held the IASV Trivelni All-Woman Circumnavigation Expedition as a historic moment in India's history which will be remembered by future generations with pride. Mr. Singh virtually flagged off the Samudri Pradakshina expedition, the first ever tri-services all-woman crew comprising 10 women officers from the Army, Navy and Air Force embarking on a circumnavigation mission on board the Indian Army Sailing Vessel, IASV, Trivani from the Gateway of India in Mumbai today. Speaking on the occasion, he asserted that this mission is a testament to India's advancement in every sector, from the heights of the sky to the depths of the oceans. Chairperson of the Administrative Reforms Commission, Pramod Jain, called on the Governor, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, retired, at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar today. They discussed ways in which administrative reforms can strengthen public trust, empower grassroots institutions and enhance service delivery, paving the way for inclusive growth and good governance in Arunachal Pradesh. The governor underlined the importance of strengthening the administrative framework of Arunachal Pradesh to meet the aspirations of its people. He highlighted the need for reforms that promote participatory governance, administrative modernization, transparency and accountability, and sustainable development-oriented administration. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar today chaired the first meeting of the state-level coordination committee via video conference with stakeholders, including all deputy commissioners. The meeting deliberated on the preparations for the upcoming 8 Swachhata Hi Seva campaign. During the meeting, the Chief Secretary emphasized on the strict adherence to Government of India timelines and directed the Commissioner of Urban Affairs of the PHED, Public Health Engineering Department, to conduct weekly review meetings with municipal and district authorities to ensure compliance. He further instructed all the government offices and institutions to carry out cleanliness drives, dispose of unserviceable items and launch plastic-free campaigns during festivals and public events. Deputy Commissioner Papumpare Visakha Yadav today attended the Universal Brotherhood Day today at Vivekananda Kendra Vidyalaya, Nirjuli, commemorating the Swami Vivekananda's historic address at the World Parliament of Religions in Chicago. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.